As I watched, she dipped a cloth into the hot water and slid it over her shoulder and down the length of one arm, her face in profile to me. Her eyes were closed in an expression of simple pleasure. The light of the fire made lovely, exquisitely feminine shadows along the slender lines of her naked back, down to the waist of her jeans as she moved, muscles shifting beneath soft skin that shimmered golden like the firelight for a second after the warm cloth glided over it, leaving little wisps of vapor in its wake. Something else had never really occurred to me before either. Lucio was beautiful. Oh, she wasn't cover girl pretty, though I suspected that with the right preparation, she'd be damn close. Her features were appealing, particularly around her little cupid's bow of a mouth, framed by its dimples, contrasted with a rather squared-off chin that stopped half an eyelash shy of masculinity. She had dark eyes that flashed when she was angry or amused, and her medium brown hair was long, curling, and lustrous. She obviously took really good care of it, but there was too much strength in that face for her to be conventionally pretty. Beauty runs deeper than that. There was an inexpressible quality of femininity about her that appealed to me tremendously. Some critical mixture of gentle curves, quiet grace, and supple strength that I had only that second realized happened to reside in the same place as the head of the wardens. Maybe more important, I knew the quality of the person under the skin. I'd known Lucio for years, been in more than one tight spot with her, and found her to be one of the only veteran wardens whom I both liked and respected. She shook her hair to the other side of her back and washed the other shoulder and arm just as slowly, and just as evidently taking pleasure in doing so. It had been a while since I'd seen a woman's naked back and shoulders. It had been considerably rarer than my views of the various nightmares my job kept exposing me to. I guess even among all the nightmares, sooner or later, you get lucky enough to catch a glimpse of a beautiful dream. And despite the trouble I was in, for just that moment there, under all those blankets, I looked at something beautiful. It made me wish I had the talent to capture the sight with charcoal or inks or oils, but that had never been my gift. All I could do was soak up that simple sight, beautiful woman, bathing in firelight. I didn't actually notice when Lucio paused and turned her head to face me. I just noticed suddenly that she was returning my gaze, her dark eyes steady. I swallowed. I wasn't sure what I'd been expecting. Sudden outrage, maybe, or a biting remark, or at least a blush. Lucio didn't do any of that. She just returned my stare, calm and poised and lovely as you please, one arm folded across her breasts, while the other dipped the cloth into the steaming basin again. "Sorry," I said, finally, lowering my eyes. I was probably blushing. Damn it. Maybe I could pass it off as mild frostbite, heroically suffered on her behalf.